From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says his administration's economic work is beginning to pay off. He's visiting a General Motors assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio. The president says, despite criticism, the federal government was right to help try to save the U.S. auto industry because it saved millions of jobs.
One of the other efforts we undertook was the Cash for Clunkers program. Folks said that wouldn't work either. That program was good for automakers, it was good for consumers, and by the way, it was good for our environment.
The federal government offered potential car buyers up to $4,500 in rebates toward a new car if they turned in a gas-guzzling vehicle. The plant where Mr. Obama is speaking is now creating GM's new fuel-efficient vehicle, the Cobalt. The nation's retailers got a boost in August as consumers spent more money. Sales were up 2.7%. That's a sharper jump than analysts had expected. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
August traditionally means back-to-school shopping, and sales were up at department stores. Spending was also higher at sporting goods and electronics stores. Cash for Clunkers helped boost car sales. They were up more than 10.5% last month. But Ellen Davis with the National Retail Federation says now that Cash for Clunkers is over,
a lot of people are going to be making monthly payments on autos that they weren't accounting for previously. So that might actually take some money away from the traditional retail sector.
Consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of the nation's economic activity. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Vice President Joe Biden's in Iraq on an unannounced visit. He'll meet with U.S. troops and confer with Iraqi leaders. It's his second visit to the country since Mr. Obama appointed Biden as coordinator of Iraq policy. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Vice President Biden will meet with officials from Iraq's Sunni and Shiite Arab political groups. He'll also be seeing Kurdish leaders he was unable to meet on his previous trip here in July because a dust storm prevented travel. The vice president will also confer with representatives of the newly appointed United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq. Mr. Biden arrives on the same day that Iraqi authorities released Muntadhar al-Zaidi from prison. Al-Zaidi is the Iraqi journalist who threw his shoes at George W. Bush during the former president's final trip to Iraq last December. Now a folk hero in Iraq, al-Zaidi was unapologetic after 9 months in jail and blamed America for all of the violence since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
The top U.S. military official in Afghanistan says more U.S. troops will probably have to go there to help take on militants. Admiral Mike Mullen is testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. It's a hearing on his nomination for a second term as President Obama's top military advisor. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 12 points. It's at 9,639. The Nasdaq is up 5 points. You're listening to NPR News. The United Nations says it has evidence of war crimes committed during fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants recently in Gaza. The UN's investigator says some of the violence may include crimes against humanity. The Huge Report criticizes Palestinian militants who fired rockets into Israel. It also calls on Israel to open its own investigation into whether Israeli troops failed to distinguish between military targets and civilians. South Korea's president says international sanctions against North Korea have pushed Pyongyang to be more conciliatory toward the South, the United States, and Japan. From Seoul, Diwali Saikautau reports.
President Lee Myung-bak says the North's conciliatory moves to try and win economic aid show that UN sanctions are working. In interviews with news agencies Yonhap and Kyodo, President Lee urged the international community to take a cautious approach in dealing with the North since it has shown no sign that it's giving up its nuclear programs. North Korea claimed this month that it had made advances in uranium enrichment and is extracting plutonium for nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, at the end of this month, North Korea plans to host another round of inter-Korean reunions to bring together families divided since the Korean War. This will be the first reunion in nearly 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Russia's warning neighboring Georgia it'll seize any Georgian ship that turns up in a disputed part of the Black Sea. Russia and Georgia fought a short war a year ago during which two Georgian provinces seceded. Georgia is now blockading the rebel portion of the area of the Black Sea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.